Hello and welcome to the Candle Making Podcast. I am your host, Lara Scott. This is the place to be, whether you want to make candles to wow your family and friends at home, or whether you'd like to take your candle making to the next level and maybe set up a business and sell some of your beautiful candles. Welcome to the second episode of the Candle Making Podcast. This episode, I thought I would explore why your candles might not smell. So, to get a magnificent cold and hot scent throw, you need to make sure that a number of factors are right. First of those would be the percentage of fragrance oil that you are using. So, normal fragrance oil has a recommended percentage of between 6 to 8%, and you can find that percentage by testing. Some fragrance oils I have found work fantastic at 10%, but you do need to make sure that you are not going to cause that candle to sweat, which is where the fragrance oil leaches out of the wax and sits on top of the candle. And you also need to make sure that you're not going to overload your wick, and that will cause that mushrooming that you see at the top of the wick where all the carbon builds up and your candle starts to smoke a lot. So experiment with the percentage of fragrance oil that you are using first. Another reason that you might not get the fragrance throw that you want is because your wax is not hot enough when you add the fragrance. So if your candle wax is not hot enough when you add that fragrance oil will not dispense through the wax. Those molecules need to hit that wax at the perfect temperature so that they blend through. And it's really important that you test. Experimentation is key. I quite often found that how-to guides didn't have the temperature right, the manufacturer's instructions didn't give me the hot throw that I wanted, so I had to experiment. And I actually found that if I heated my wax a whole 10 degrees hotter than the manufacturer's recommendations, I achieved a spectacular and reliable hot throw. So that's really important. Make sure your candle wax is hot enough when you add your fragrance oil. On the flip side of that, if your candle wax is too hot when the fragrance is added, say over 90 degrees Celsius, the fragrance could simply burn off. Okay, so you mustn't have your wax too hot. If it is bubbling, it is probably too hot. If you colour your candles, maybe too much colour has been used. Too much colour can clog the wick, preventing a hot throw. Something else that you may be doing that may be preventing you from having a fantastic scent throw is not stirring your fragrance long enough. So once you have added that fragrance to the wax, you need to stir 20 stirs clockwise, 20 stirs counterclockwise, or for a minimum of 2 minutes. Sometimes I would even stir my candle wax until it has dropped almost to pouring temperature. That can be a really long time, and it can be a last resort with all other, things working well. But if you really want to nip that problem in the bud, that's one way to do it. Finally, your candles need to cure for at least 7 days and even longer. This will help your candle to burn better and will give a much better hot and cold throw. So ensure that your candle wax is melted, the fragrance is added at a temperature no lower than but as close to manufacturer's instructions as possible. Make sure you stir for 2 minutes, no exceptions, and reduce the amount of colour. Increase the fragrance percentage to 10%, no higher, and cure for 7 days before burning. Okay, I have one final hot tip for you, and that is to buy yourself a tub of coconut wax. I found even 1 tablespoon in 1 litre of normal soy wax can enhance your hot throw greatly. It's a natural additive, it's relatively cheap, and it's really easy to use. Just add it when you're melting your wax initially. And so that's the last tip from me. I hope that all of these tips are going to help you to increase the hot and cold throw of your candles. Of course, if you're selling your candles, you really want that beautiful cold scent throw so that your buyer can smell the candle before they purchase. And once they get their candle home, or you're making the candles for your home, you really want those candles, you want the fragrance to fill the room. So they are my hot tips. I hope they work for you. I'm looking forward to you tuning in again for the next episode. See you soon. Download my ebook, Make Your Own Gorgeous Soy Candles, through iTunes or Amazon today. Once you purchase my ebook, you'll be able to make gorgeous creamy candles with a magnificent scent throw and a professional finish. It's filled with detailed instructions, hot tips, and a troubleshooting guide, all in a full color format, ready to print and refer back to. Check it out through my Facebook page, The Candle Making Podcast. See you soon.